Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coronavirus turns deadly in Denton County.
A Louisville man in his 40s passed away due to COVID-19 last night. The first death in Denton County. County Judge Andy Eade says the death underscores the importance of following the mandatory stay-at-home order.
Stay home, be responsible, wash your hands, and most of all, realize that your carelessness or cavalier attitude can and will unknowingly result in someone else's death.
Denton County added 13 more cases since yesterday, now at a total of 83, and 8 of those cases are at the Denton State Supported Living Center, where other residents and staff are being monitored for signs of the virus. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Around the country, the number of cases has jumped to almost 76,000 as of today. In Dallas County, 300 cases, and a seventh person has passed away. The testing site at the AAC has reached its max.
Dallas County confirmed 56 new cases of the virus and reported that a woman in her 90s had died as a result of COVID-19. County Judge Clay Jenkins says testing is overwhelming public labs and the private labs that have offered help. Each drive-through testing site has a federally mandated limit of 250 tests a day, and both the AAC and Ellis Fieldhouse have been stretched thin. Jenkins reminds everyone, if someone in your home is tested positive, you don't need a test.
If you are around your loved one in the home, you're now in a shelter in place or in a lockdown situation. Okay, under the order, if that happens in your home, we would say you can't leave your home, you can't go to school, you can't go to the grocery store.
The testing site will open back up tomorrow at 8 a.m. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.